Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
We just finished Friday's show. Thank you for listening to the podcast. And here we get to talk about it a little more. For example, I did not get to the Post Malone story because I could only talk about it later in the show, and then I just ran out of time.
What did he do?
So Post Malone dropped $50,000 in singles at a gentleman's club.
Oh, wow. A dollar bill.
Legit.
$50,000 in singles. Isn't that nuts?
That's the life.
That, to me, that doesn't seem like the life. It just seems like a lot of cash. Like a lot, a bulk. Like how hard it is to carry all that crap in. I'm sure he has somebody carried in for him.
Sure, in a briefcase.
But that was a story. And then he played beer pong, which, by the way, is a disgusting game.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because the ball's dirty.
Not even because the beer, because the ball hits the ground.
Correct.
Yeah. So I saw that story. Couldn't get to it. These guys go and blow all this money at a strip club. Crazy to me.
I don't get it.
But I've never been to a strip club either. Like
never?
Never.
Oh, it's awesome. It is. Eddie, tell me it's not, Eddie.
It's weird. It's strange. Like, the whole vibe is strange. Yes, everyone's like into it and like guys are like, woohoo, whatever. But like, it's really weird. If you just look around, you're like, the people that are there and the joy they're getting is just very strange.
Well, so that was the thing with me. First of all, I don't have to be worried about, like, why is she doing this? Like, what's not gone right?
Yeah, that's
true. Why did she have to make this decision? Because I don't think anybody as a career in fourth grade goes, I want to be a stripper.
Right.
Not to say that some people don't find a little bit of enjoyment in it at some point in their life, that everybody absolutely hates it, but most people don't jump into that because it's their life dream.
Well, in fourth grade, I don't think you know what it is at the same time, so you can't really...
Again, I don't think anybody goes, of all my options, I want to go be a stripper.
For any parent, if they've got a daughter, they're like, oh, I can't wait for her to grow up to be... Like, Lunchbox, would you want your daughter to do that?
Well, no. I mean, I'm not saying parents want them to do, but you do a lot of things your parents don't want you to do.
No, I'm asking you as a parent, like, if your daughter was there, would you go visit?
No.
I'm genuinely asking.
And my point
like,
is, too, that's really no one's first option.
Right.
Yeah. They may get into it and go, well, it's not as bad as I thought.
And it makes good money, and I can do this and that, and nobody's denying that at all. But then it's like...
That's my first reason. The second reason is I want to sit with a bunch of other dudes that are turned on. Like, I just don't want to sit in a room with a bunch of dudes that are turned on.
Good point.
That's not my thing. Maybe that's your thing, Lunchbox, being in a room with a bunch of dudes turned on. For me, that's not my thing.
But see, you're thinking about it in the wrong way. You're enjoying their beauty and you're just having fun drinking beers. Stop.
I can enjoy beauty alone. I don't need to enjoy it with a bunch of other dudes turned on.
And I tell you, there's a lot of women that go there.
Really?
A lot.
Okay, guys... I think
there's a few.
Because it's called a gentleman's club.
Yes, but, and let me tell you, they are very friendly to the women when they go.
Because there aren't that many, that's why.
It's Raymond, awesome.
What would you say the percentages of women at those things?
It's guys with their, I mean, you got a couple, you know, there's five couples there probably. Me and my girl will go a couple times a month.
But of a month? First of all, we're going to come back to that.
Yes, we are.
We're going to come back to that. But I'm saying percentage-wise of guys and girls in a room.
90-10.
Okay.
But they love that when the girls are there with watching the girls, that's what the strippers enjoy. And so then it ends up being a fun event.
Yes, my parents used to go every Friday night when they first got married. They would go with their friends.
And your girl go every month.
Yeah. Let's talk about this. There was a strip club a mile from where we live downtown. Now it's across town, so we haven't been in 6 months. But at the time, we were going every other Saturday. They have great deals, and it's a fun environment. Sometimes they'll play the fights. You can watch a boxing match at night and not pay $100.
Yep.
You just pay the entry fee, $10. And I would say, hey, I'm from the Bobby Bones Show. I'll send out a tweet.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you guys knock it off the cover a little bit?
you would drop the show name.
Yeah, because sometimes I would roll with listeners and I'd have 10 guys and I'd say, hey, I can bring all these dudes in here. I'm here with my chick. It's a fun group. Will you give us 20% off? Give us some money off? And they would. They'd always discount it. It sucked, though, this one here. It didn't have drinks there. You had to bring your own booze.
That's a weird thing, huh?
Very odd. But we still went because it was an enjoyable time.
So how did they make their money? Cover at the door?
Yeah, tons of food. If you wanted to get a table. I mean, we were just on, like, some rinky chair if you wanted a nice recliner couch. You can do upgrades and get VIP tables and stuff.
So recently you've been going, huh?
Yeah, it's a good time. Everybody enjoys that. Especially if you go to some of the major cities, that's where they're... Very, very good at what they do. Cardi B, I mean, she's one of the most famous people in the world. She started, this was what grew her into the personality she is. She was a great dancer.
But I thought, and Mike D, you can check me on this. I thought her launch was whenever she did the reality show. more so than the strip. Because she didn't get famous being a stripper. She got famous for being on the reality show, and her backstory was that she was a stripper. Is that right, Mike? Yep. And that's that show was Love and Hip Hop or yeah, one of those shows.
Mm-hmm.
Love and Hip Hop? Yeah.
Another one was Amber Rose.
She's had a baby, too.
Yeah.
Okay, well, he dropped 50,000 $1 bills.
That's so awesome.
Just crazy. There's a new Amy podcast up, speaking of wholesome things. It's Amy and Kristen Chenoweth, which, by the way, is really cool.
So cool.
I'm such a Kristen Chenoweth fan. She's awesome. From Wicked, she's the original
Glenda the Good Glenda.
Wicked,
Annie Get Your Gun. I saw her do that with Reba. I think she even did that on Broadway, but I saw her at Reba's when I did the thing in D.C. for Reba at the Kennedy Arts. So here is Amy and Kristen Chenoweth talking about recording I Will Always Love You with Dolly as a duet.
She said, let's do I Will Always Love You. And I thought, okay, how do you record that with Dolly? And I laid my track down and sent it to her. And she goes, oh my gosh, I like that one lick you do. Like this, I never heard it like that. And I thought, oh my gosh, she approves.
That'd be cool if Dolly's like, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm going to play this next clip where Amy confuses terms. But first of all, before we get into how you confused it, the moving pipe, the phrase moving pipe, what does that even mean?
Well, because she was talking about growing up in Oklahoma, jobs that she had as a kid, which she would do. Like, she literally grew up very rural, and then now she's like...
Very what?
Rural.
Okay.
Rural. I know. I have a speech impediment.
No, that's a tough word anyway.
Okay.
There was a whole segment on 30 Rock where the show was called The Rural Juror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then she's in the big city now. And so we talk about the different things. And she had talked about maybe as a kid, like moving pipe with her uncle. And then I was revisiting it and I accidentally said laying pipe.
Which does not mean moving pipe.
No, it doesn't. Well,
laying pipe, that's not me. Laying pipe is not a good term. Hit it.
So was it somewhere between laying pipe and, wait, is that what you said?
Moving pipe. But laying pipe is something different that happens in the morning or at night after you drink coffee. And by the way, Amy, I could talk about this subject all day. I love you more than I ever could love anyone in this moment. Okay.
I think she's even thinking it's something different. I think she's thinking number
like,
two.
Yeah.
But for dudes, when we say laying pipe.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's not.
Like, what'd you do last week? Lay a little pipe. That's not a term. I haven't heard that and used it in years. I've never used it for me, but it's been a funny. Amy's like, so if it's a kid, you lay a lot of pipe, huh? You lay a pipe? Check out Amy, Four Things with Amy Brown. The four things they talk about are upbringing and music, Hallmark Christmas movies.
She's in one coming up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Giving back and gratitude and adoption.
Yeah, because she's adopted.
And I didn't know that.
Yeah, she shared, especially with me having two kids adopted, she shared with me her personal journey and how it feels and kind of what she feels like as that and helped me get some insight into maybe what my kids are going to be feeling as they grow up.
What age was she adopted?
When she was a baby.
Wow.
That's cool.
I did not know that. I did not know that in a boat. I did not know that in a coat.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
So it was very, very cool.
Raymundo, I read a story that says medical experts warn against mixing booze and caffeine drinks.
That's not White Claw. White Claw.
But I know,
but
don't you love Red Bull vodka?
That's a very good drink. Now that I've been on the keto, though, the Red Bull is not good. No bueno. Way too much sugar and carbs.
What if you drink a sugar-free Red Bull? Not that that's healthy for you, but...
I believe those still have some carbs in them.
Oh.
The way to go now is a drink called Bang. It's zero everything. Zero calories, zero carbs, zero sugar.
Oh.
All of that.
My friend drank a Bang the other day.
Drink a Bang, lay some pipe.
No. Those are scary, I think, because my... I was hanging out with a friend who was acting significantly different, and I said, what are you like on? It was almost like they were on something, and he said, no, I drank a Bang.
Yeah.
And I was like, you can't do that anymore. We have stuff.
What about Four Loko?
Four Loko's back on the market and it's doing well, but yeah, that's the one that's terrible for you just because of the high energy and then the depressant, the alcohol.
According to one medical expert, mixing booze with caffeine-filled energy drinks is dangerous. The researcher says that you override your mind's ability to decide when enough is enough. It's due to the stimulant tricking your brain into thinking you can handle an unhealthy amount of booze. So the stimulant and the energy, thinking you can take more booze, you do, and all of a sudden you crash. But was there an airplane crash today in Alaska?
What?
It slid off the runway.
Oh, it wasn't a crash?
Right.
Anybody die?
No, four people injured.
I saw that. They said a commuter plane in Alaska had a plane accident or whatever. I forgot to even look it up once I got here. The Halloween costume that you choose reveals things about your personality.
Oh, okay.
Now, I've chosen my costume already. I've already started gathering. And I'm not a big Halloween guy in general, but Eddie and Amy and I are going to St. Jude Children's Hospital, and we have to dress up. You know that, right?
No. Thank you for telling me, though.
No, I didn't know we were going to dress up.
Oh, maybe we don't.
Hey, but that'd be cool if we did.
I mean, we had time to figure it out. I mean, that would be super cute.
Maybe. Well, Eddie and I were going as the Raging Idiots and going to play. And I think it's a Halloween thing because kids are decorating Halloween bags.
Then we should dress up.
That'd okay, be, so should I cool. still be the red dancing emoji?
Why not? Mine's not going to make any sense to anybody. Mine is...
Recyclops? What
Recyclops.
Is it?
Okay. It's like a minute. It's barely a minute long on The Office in the whole series. Dwight comes as a character when he tries to get people to recycle. And Recyclops gets angrier every year because people aren't recycling. Then by the end, he trashes the whole room. But it's like version 3 of Recyclops. It's the most inside joke, period.
Right, and you're going to do that to little kids at a hospital?
You're going to be red emoji?
No, I said I don't know. Now I'm rethinking it.
Mine's about
it.
Recycling. I'm Recyclops. You know, recycle, kids.
Maybe we should all be like a superhero or
no,
something.
No,
like
I
Avengers.
Am. Recyclops.
Or like, he's like, a superhero. Like your shirt. Like you could be the Cookie Monster and I'll be Elmo and Eddie can be Big Bird.
I think we're insulting these kids' intelligence. I think we all need to walk in like, doop, doop, doop. If you're 11, you love Recyclops.
No, if you're 11, you don't know what that is. And then when you say it's from The Office, they're going to be like, I don't
What's
know what that
office?
Show is.
Yeah, but if like, you're Cookie Monster, they're not 5.
Okay, fine. Captain America.
That'd be cool. We're all superheroes.
One time, we had a Halloween thing that I had to go to in Austin. And I was like, I got to go pick me out a costume. So I went to Goodwill and got me a Halloween costume. And it was in a bag. It was one of those superhero costumes in a bag. And you stand in it and you pull it over your shoulders. And it was Incredible Hulk. And you had the little head on. But the crotch of it was a bit tight, and you just see my pipe just bulging.
Just there, huh?
Yeah, and I had to, like, cover it the whole day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I had to be in a costume. Yeah. So, yeah, people who... Okay, ready?
Yeah.
If here's how your costume reveals your personality. People who choose celebrities for their costume to try and to appear hip and up-to-date by expressing knowledge of pop culture. People that prefer scary characters... such as monsters, zombies, and vampires, are demonstrating their fascination with violence. People who choose villains enjoy negativity and bullying.
Yikes.
People who dress up as athletes enjoy living in the past and most likely have many shortcomings. What are the good ones? These are all bad things. What the crap, man? Anyway, I need to check and see if it's a costume thing or not.
I know. I got to figure this out. Because even my Halloween night with my kids, I got to rethink because apparently... in Nashville, it might be like snowing.
Oh, really? It's going to be cold? Maybe I'll just be an Eskimo or something.
Wear normal clothes.
Big old jacket.
We are, because for me, because we have an event that night too, the Battle for the Bones.
Yeah.
And that's a Halloween thing too, so you can just take that costume. But originally, we were going to go to St. Jude, which is Eddie and I, and we were going to play, and Kaylee Hammock's going with us. And her player, we're going to play at the hospital, decorate bags, and Amy wanted to come. And then we have that event that night. So I'm going to say just wear the costume you're going to wear. We'll just get back, go to the party for a little bit, and head back.
Okay.
Did you know about any of this?
Yeah.
We're taking a bus, though.
Awesome.
So we can all get on a bus.
That's not Halloween night, though, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
No, it's like the 29th.
Yeah, something like that. By the way, our Pimp and Joy shirts are on sale right now.
Whoop. You could dress up as Joy for Halloween.
Joy Williams?
Joy Bearheart?
Just spreading joy.
By the way, we found a list. Before I go, we found a list in the other studio. We go in there and we do some work in the other studio, like commercials and stuff. And there's another producer that works in there. And there was a list of just 3 names. And on the list, written on a piece of paper, are just 3 names.
Yeah.
Nicole Kidman, Kristen Cavallari, Amy Brown. That's all that's on the piece of paper.
So no one knows where the list came from.
No one knows what the list
Nobody
is about.
Nobody knows why.
Raymond, no, first you've heard of this. What do you think that list is? Nicole Kidman, Kristen Cavallari, Amy Brown.
Chicks that I'm guessing they've all been in the building before and he thinks are hot. The producer thinks are hot.
So he keeps a list.
Has Nicole been in the building?
I'm guessing with Keith Urban maybe one time he saw her.
I don't think she's
ever been here with him.
Yeah.
They all live in Nashville.
That's a good one.
That's one for sure.
Oh.
They all are attractive.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ray.
Okay.
I'm
speaking for him.
Right, not you. Right.
Well, what if it was F, Mary, Kill, that game?
Yep.
Where it's Nicole Kidman, F, Kristen Cavallari, Mary, Amy, Kill.
So you're saying this producer is in there by himself possibly playing this game?
I think he made the wrong selections
this
if he did that.
This is so weird. hard.
Because that's not the right select. That's not the way. If you play that game, F, Marry, Kill, that's not the order you do it in.
Right, right. What do you do first?
Well, you do. I'm saying his selections are wrong of those three.
You just choose. You just write the names down and then you choose the order.
I know, but it's F, Marry, Kill of that list. I go.
So I. Don't play this.
Don't play it.
Oh, you're playing your own version? No, I don't want to play this game.
Okay, then I won't play it. I could do this game though pretty easily. It wouldn't be the same if that was it. I don't think that's the game with him though.
You kill me.
No, no. F, Nicole Kidman. Marry Amy. Kill Kristen Cavallari.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That would be what I would do. If I had to play the game.
Sure, if you had to play the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I feel like I'm in a marriage with Amy anyway most of the time.
Yeah. Right.
So it wouldn't be, you know, that crazy.
And Keith Urban's probably watching this right now.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's just.
What did you say, mate?
I was watching you on the Facebook. Would you like to say that to me personally?
To my face.
Keith actually hit me yesterday because we were both friends with Bob Kingsley, the radio guy that died.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah, Keith hit me. You know, a lot of us are texting about Bob. So, yeah, Keith Urban was a big Bob Kingsley fan, as was I. John Party, same way. John hit me, too. He was like, hey, man, crazy about Bob. Because he just announced that he was sick recently. And then a week later, he passed away from his battle with cancer. So I mentioned it yesterday on this. But, yeah, the guy had a place in a lot of our hearts, man. All right, well, we're going to wrap this up. Okay, that's it. Amy, me, Eddie, Lunchbox, F, Mary, Kill.
Do it.
Go.
No.
Go.
No.
Do it.
No.
Go.
You don't have to.
No.
You have to pick one of us to F.
No.
You don't want that.
It's going to be hard. It's going to be a hard decision.
It's not really that hard.
You don't want that on your heart.
Oh, what about the person I have to pick to kill?
That's the easiest of that game.
Yeah, Amy, you know it's Lunchbox.
Killing is nothing.
No chance.
Who cares? All right. We're
Amy,
done.
Don't look at me like that, Amy.
Check out the Bobbycast. I have an episode. That's a kill look. I have an episode with who's up this week? Mike?
Clausen.
Rodney Clausen. And what I'm going to do today is we're probably going to put one up this week, too, of catching up with all the Class of 2019 artists. Kaylee Hammack, Rachel Womack, Lauren Jenkins, Abby Anderson, Tennille Towns. So those will be quick little catch-ups there. Thank you very much. If you think that you know what that list could be, let us know.
Yeah, I mean, really, we need to ask the person and just find out. What's
you
this
ask
list?
Him.
Hopefully, it's
Ray,
not
can
like.
Can you ask him?
Absolutely, I was going to.
Yeah, like yeah. Do audio.
Yeah,
and like keep your phone running and just be like, "Hey, man, I saw this list. Is this F, Mary, Kill? I love that game.
No, I'll get the lowdown.
All right, Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. You can see my cowboy pictures. At least the ones we took with our phone. Ronnie Dunn is. You can hear all about that later. All right, thank you guys. Here we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
And welcome to Friday's show. More studio.
Morning.
Well, well, well. We are here. We do have the new Hootie and the Blowfish song coming up in just a minute. But first, just curious as to what's happening with everybody here. Let's do What's the Haps. Hey.
Hey, what's the haps?
Amy?
Well, so I tried to watch the Netflix Breaking Bad movie El Camino.
Which is, again, it's the follow-up to when Breaking Bad ends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And watching the beginning, I was almost like, I mean, and it does give you the recap, but I started to wonder, because this was a while ago, did I even watch the last season of Breaking Bad?
Oh, or have no.
I mean, I'm sure that I did, because I loved Breaking Bad, but... Was I multitasking too much? What did I have going on? Did I not take in everything that was happening? Because some parts I was like, what?
Did you see the part where I'm not going to do it out loud, where it's like...
Oh, well, yes. And I think they do that in the... Yes. Okay. I know that part happened.
Okay.
Then also, I probably got 20 minutes in and I wasn't into it.
Oh, no.
I don't know what happened. It just wasn't my thing. Like, I wasn't into it. Maybe I was watching it at the wrong time. Like, but I felt like, ooh, I wonder if I knew this was episodes and I could binge it if I would be more into it. But because it was a movie and I know I can break it up and press pause and go back to it whenever I want. But
8, 11-minute episodes?
I'm not going to go back. I just don't think I'm going to go back to it. Like, I was just not into it. Maybe it's because Walter White, not there.
What did you rate it?
Oh, like 2 meth capsules out of...
2 meth capsules.
Interesting.
Whatever they're called.
Mike D, what did you rate it?
Meth cubes.
Mike D did like it.
I gave it a 3.5.
3.5.
Heisenberg's.
Heisenberg's.
Right. Yeah,
out of five. Better than okay. Meth.
So you don't recommend it?
No.
All right. There you go. Hey!
What's the haps?
What's the haps with you?
Well, I've been testing my dog to run free in the house when I leave for just a little bit. Mm. So first, when he was born, I had to put him in the kennel so he knew not to use the bathroom when I was gone. Now he has his own room. He's good in there. But now I've never had a dog I can just let run free. And so I would go to the store or run into an errand and I just leave him in the house. And so what I've learned is I leave the house and I have cameras and he just sits at the door the whole time. That's it. But he's not chewing anything so far. We're learning together. I think we're going to get there. But my goal is to be able to leave the house even for work. I'm gone for 6-7 hours and he's just chilling in the house.
Yeah.
We're getting there. Also coming up with my dog, on November the 6th, I think, boom, Stanley surgery at 7:30 a.m. On November 6th, he will be neutered. He'll be able to breathe. They cut a part of his, like, tongue, nasal cavity so he can breathe because bulldogs can't breathe. And he gets his eye fixed. So all three of those, because they do it all at once when he's under. So November 6th, which means he's going to wake up sore AF.
Yeah.
All parts of his body. He's going to wake up like, So that's the update on the dog right there. I thought about taking him a couple nights to go to the CMT Awards as my date, but then he's just not ready yet. I do think eventually I take him to stuff like that.
Oh, you put him in a little
Put him in a bow tie and rock him at award shows to show up with him.
Cute.
Right?
Yeah.
Because he's a bulldog. By that point, he'll be chill. But that's what's happened with me. Hey!
Hey! What's the haps?
Lunchbox, what's the haps?
Bobby's been talking about this show, Fleabag. And so I told the wife we were looking for a new show. And I was like, well, Bobby says Fleabag's really good.
Wait a minute. I said I wouldn't recommend it to anybody because it's kind of blue. It's dirty. I find it super funny, but I did not recommend it.
And we watched 2 episodes. And after 2 episodes, she goes, you know what? I don't think this is my type of show. Yeah.
It's not everybody's type of show, which is why I was like, I do not recommend it.
And so I guess I'm going to have to watch Fleabag on my own because I thought it was kind of funny. I thought it was well done. But yeah, she just looked at me and she goes, I think we're going to have to find something else. So yeah. Fleabag's off the list.
I guess I started watching it about a year ago and I was like, all right, guys, I'm watching it, but you shouldn't. but I find that to be funny. It's dirty, but I find it to be funny. But yeah, don't watch it, by the way. Everybody listening, not for you. If you do decide to watch it and it's good, hit me up. But it's not. It's a lot. It's a lot. Hey!
Hey! What's the hat?
Eddie, what's happening?
I woke up very thankful today because I almost lost my eye yesterday. I was bagging, putting groceries in the back of my car, and I had my car keys in my hand. I didn't realize, but boom, the car key goes straight into my eye. And I thought I was...
The car key went into your eye?
Yep. I was just trying to put the bag underneath where the car seat is, and then boom, went right into my eye. And I was like, for sure, I'm like just looking for blood and like my eye's got to be gone. But I woke up today. It's fine.
Did it go into like a slit? I between guess it your went, eyeball. And-
yes. Yes. And I mean, dude, when you have like a hair in your eyeball, it really like bothers you. Think about a car key in your eye.
You sure that wasn't a dream?
No, it's real life. And
you
my son
really,
was with
you
me.
Got
I'm
really
like,
lucky then, huh?
I did. Yes.
If somebody gets shot and it misses an artery by like 3 inches and they're okay. That's lucky. All right. Hey, yeah. Hey,
what's the hat?
That's what's happening with us.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
I want to do a segment called Dear Listeners, where I'd like to, before I tell a story, write a little journal entry to the listeners.
Okay.
And this is called Dear Listeners. Dear Listeners, you know, my life sometimes is a little weird. I'll admit it. You know, things have changed over the last few years in a great way. And I'm going to tell a story in a second. But before I tell the story, I want you to remember, I'm just Bobby Bones from Mountain Pine, Arkansas. Population 772. Sawmill town. The sawmill is shut down now. I graduated with 40 kids in my class. Lived in a trailer a lot of my life. Lived in an apartment. Was a food stamp kid. So it's not lost on me where I grew up and where I came from. But I feel if I don't share stories that are actually happening in my life, that would be disingenuous. So what I want to do is tell you a story, and hopefully that you will enjoy the story more than go, Bobby's so out of touch. So, dear listener, just know that I haven't forgot who I am. But more so, what I remember is that I'd like to bring you with me on my journey, and I appreciate you for coming along on the journey. Here we go. Signed, Bobby. Okay, so... Yesterday, I go and Ronnie Dunn and I from Brooks and Dunn,
I'm not writing.
You're still writing.
That's not the journal. No.
Okay.
So Ronnie Dunn. Maria. The lead singer of Brooks and Dunn and I go out to a farm and we take pictures for like 3 hours yesterday. By the way, I love Ronnie Dunn. I mean, he is sarcastic, doesn't have a lot to say. Me either. Our personalities are right together. And we go out, and what happened was when he was on the show, because again, I went to their show in Vegas and hung out with them. And I was like, Ronnie, you're selling these pictures that you took in the gift shop. Like, you that hard up for money? Just giving him a hard time. He's a photographer. He loves taking pictures. I said, how much to do a photography shoot with me? And he goes, well, we'll do one. It ended up going to, we were doing a full cowboy shoot because he loves doing cowboys and rodeos. And we're going to take one of the pictures, maybe two of them. And the clothes that I wore, we signed them.
Oh, wow. Clothes too.
Mm-hmm, we're going to frame, we're going to auction them off for St. Jude.
Okay.
And these pictures, he's so good at being at a photographer. So we go yesterday, we go out at like 2 o'clock. And we spend a few hours taking cowboy photos. I'm telling you, Ronnie Dunn is a legit photographer. He's like calling out, let me get that 22 light. Let me get that Cunabayo. Let me get that, that strobe. Yeah, let me get that 2.7. And I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Wow.
And you can see on my Instagram, maybe on my story, it's still up. Like he's down, he's got knee pads on. Yeah. He's on like getting angles.
Oh yeah, no, it looks legit.
They went the day before and set up all these spots, like cow trailer, just old truck in the middle of a field. So we spent on my Instagram, I just put an iPhone picture up and you can see me in all my cowboy gear. And you know what? It didn't feel that foreign. Like I grew up in Arkansas, so there are a lot of cowboys around me. I wasn't a cowboy.
Right. But this look, I know it doesn't feel foreign to you, but this look is like very, I'm like, I like it.
She's into it.
I'm into it. That sounds weird to say that.
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay. You pull it off. It's weird seeing you that way, though.
Well, on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, you can see me in full cowboy gear.
It's like...
What I'm going to say is, loved hanging out with Ronnie Dunn all day yesterday. Mm-hmm. Two, he's a really wonderful photographer. He sent me a picture that I'm not going to post, but one he had been putting on his laptop, I sent it over to Amy. Like, legit black and white picture.
Yeah.
Where I'm like...
Of you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah. It was a great day yesterday hanging out with that dude. And again, who gets to hang out with Brooks and...
I know.
And well, we're doing it for a reason as well, because him and I both were like, what can we do? How can we do to give back? Because it's a funny bit, but we want to be able to get... I had chaps on.
Yeah, I saw that.
Mm-hmm. yeah, you did.
It's a whole deal. Yeah, check it out. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. Morgan number two, what'd you think about those pictures?
I thought it looked good. I like unusually you looked really like good in that space. Like I didn't expect it, but you look good in cowboy stuff.
Right? Unusually. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it's not you, but you can pull it off. Like maybe it should be you sometimes. I don't know.
Well, and the reason that I wouldn't do it is because I have such a respect for that. Because I went to a lot of rodeos as a kid. I had family members who, you know, wore cowboy hats and rode horses. They were real life cowboys.
Right.
I have such respect that I don't do that because I'm not. I'm a kid that grew up in a real small town in Arkansas, but I'm a country kid, but I'm not a cowboy kid. And there's a difference. So you can see it, Mr. Bobby Bones, but crushed it. How about that? I'm hanging out with Ronnie Dunn.
When can we start bidding?
Dear listeners, let me finish.
Keep writing.
Here we go. Dear listeners, thank you for listening to my story. I know that most people don't get to hang out with Ronnie Dunn from Brooks and Dunn, and I don't know why I deserve to be it. I thank the big man upstairs for that. And I hope that you hear my story and don't go, Bobby has changed, but Bobby has grown, and we're glad he's taking us on the ride. Thank you, listeners. Your friend.
Oh, erase that.
Spelled friend wrong. Yeah. Your friend, Bobby.
I-E-N-D.
Yeah, there it is. Boom. What are you going to say?
When can we start bidding?
Well, the pictures aren't up yet.
Oh.
We got to get the photos, edit them, do the whole deal.
Okay.
But I'll probably text him later and be like, what's up? We text all the time now, too.
You guys do, huh?
Yeah, we're best friends. BFF.
Oh, so after you hang out with him for 30 minutes, you can text him and be like, had a good time?
Oh,
you going back to the date?
Oh, boy.
Wow. Somebody came in today just in a mood.
Oh, BTW, I have an update on what I was checking on.
The girl Ray wants to set me up with?
Yeah, I have an update.
Oh, she's single?
Is she? What's the deal?
She did have a boyfriend. They broke up.
Whoa!
So Raymundo brought it. Tell our listeners, Ray.
Yo, yo. So I brought this girl.
Yo,
from-
yo. Yeah, yeah. Like he's got to do a mic check. We're in the middle of a show. Go ahead.
She was on Instagram, and she was a very talented in what she does. Had a great career going for her, and I thought you'd be interested in that, and she's attractive.
And so then I brought her to you, and then we thought maybe
you didn't bring her to me.
The idea of her.
That sounds so like Lion King when you're lifting the line. Race, I made a joke a few weeks ago that I would do a bounty. If you found somebody that I would go out with three times, I would give you money. Which probably isn't. It was a joke.
Yeah,
but
a joke,
if but I said it, but Ray said I found someone.
And then there was rumors that she had a boyfriend, the guy she was dating. But now Amy says no, not
right,
happening.
But she said we broke up a little while ago. And I'm like, I must have missed that. Maybe I just missed on Instagram because I thought I had seen them recently, like celebrating a year anniversary or something. But I guess they're broken up.
Did you tell her why?
I just said random. But are you single or still dating that guy? And then I put, long story, but one friend brought you up to set you up with another friend.
To set you up with who?
Another friend. Oh, like, yeah. One friend brought your name in the pile because we could get $500.
You said all that?
That's the thing that you have to address quickly.
I said long story, but... All right. You came up, and I would have totally yesterday been like, she's totally still with that guy, 100%. But
maybe yesterday she was.
No, she said it. They broke up a while ago, which is weird. Right.
Hey, by the way, check it out. Go and not that, but move into a different thing.
Okay.
Listen to our show podcast if you'd like later in the day. If you're like, man, I missed some of the show. We rocked this thing for 5 hours. Obviously, it's not a 5 hour long podcast because of commercials and a few songs. And we also do a post show pre show that doesn't make the radio. So wherever you listen to your podcasts, you know, I choose iHeartRadio, search for The Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio. Anywhere else, just search for Bobby Bones Show. You'll find it up there.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
In Missouri, a missing father of three has been found alive 7 days after he lost control of his car and plummeted 50 feet into a ravine. A dirt biker found him. In other news, the iconic clothing store Barney's could close all their stores if a buyer can't be found by October 22nd. They could even close their Manhattan store. And finally, Lyft is now offering free rides to a job interview for people. The program is going to cover rides to and from your job training programs, interviews, and for the first 3 weeks of employment.
On the Bobby Bones Show now,
Chris Jansen.
There he is. There's our guy.
Yeah.
What up, dude?
Hey, man. Just exciting day. Got the album out today and rocking and rolling, man.
Chris Jansen on. Got a new record out today called Good Friends and... Let's do some stuff. Let's do some stuff here. Real Friends. I had Good Vibes and Real Friends mixed up. We got two. The song.
I do it all the time. Yeah. I do it all the time.
The song is Good Vibes. The album is Real Friends, which is out today. I was thinking about you. Do you purposefully write songs with a positive message, or does it just kind of come out because that's who you are?
Man, it's who I am, honestly. And I wrote Good Vibes. Was actually the first song that I wrote for this album accidentally, kind of. You know, I didn't plan on making an album. When I wrote the song, I was just trying to write a happy song. And once I did, it inspired the rest of it, to be honest. And the songs just started coming. They started happening fast. And it's just who I am, man. I wake up every day. I feel blessed to be alive. And I just, at 33 years old, I kind of feel there's a bit of me, a large part of me, actually, that feels the need to remind people of that and just kind of walk it like I talk it and make sure that, you know, every chance that I get in front of people, you know, and you speak to the masses, man, whether it be on the radio, whether it be on stage, you have an opportunity to touch and bless so many people. And so that's really kind of what I want to do.
All right. Chris Jansen is on right now. And we're going to play Good Vibes in a second. We were talking earlier in the week about Truck Yeah, which is a song that you wrote back in the day, and Tim McGraw ended up recording it. And that first, one of the first words is, I got Lil Wayne, but an iPod. Who came up with the Lil Wayne part? And did Tim McGraw ever try to change that? Or does he also listen to Lil Wayne?
He actually loved that line. And, you know, you're the first person to ever ask that, so thanks. So he loved the line, and I came up with it. And I wrote that song with Low Cash and a songwriter in Nashville named Danny Myrick. But Low Cash will confirm that. I said that line because... At the time, my oldest son, Graham, was listening to Lil Wayne a lot, and so because he was a high schooler, so that's what he was listening to all the time, and I was getting inundated with rap and hip-hop all the time, and I was like, oh, my God, please be quiet. That was like his walk-up music and stuff in sports and, you know, before the football games and things like that. So it was just kind of part of my culture at the time, and so I thought, well, I'll put it on that. And it kind of dates it a little bit, the song now, thinking back. It's kind of funny, but... using the word iPod, I mean, not that iPods are extinct, but, you know, it's just a new way of doing things nowadays. So it's usually on an iPhone or whatever. But it was my line, and he never changed it. He just sang it verbatim.
He did, and we were talking about it. We were like, oh, I wonder if Tim McGraw was in on the Lil Wayne. So, hey, listen, everybody loves Lil Wayne. At some point in their life.
It was awesome, man.
Yeah, everybody loved Lil Wayne. All right, Chris Jansen is on the album. Real Friends is out now. All right, we're going to play a friend game here. If you had to make a top three of your best friends, wife not included, who would be on the top three best friend list?
My father-in-law, Papa George. His name is George Roland, but I call him Papa George. Bobby Bones. And that's true.
Stop
actually.
It. Stop it. Go ahead.
And let me pick an artist. This is going to be hard. I know Blake's on the record with me, but I would have to say that my first number one choice, and it's in no particular order. God, it's hard, dude. I'm just going to say it. Keith Urban.
Okay, there you have it. It is Papa George, Bobby Bones, and Keith Urban. What a great list. Like a Mount Rushmore of friends right
now. Wow.
Hey, you do bring up Blake, and you guys are real friends. You do that song together. How did you get Blake on the record?
I just asked. You
really?
Know, when Boat was rocking on the chart, Miami of Boat, you know, Blake took us on tour, and so we were out there, and we became real friends. I mean, no pun intended, and he really took care of Kelly and I, and just my whole crew is really nice and respectful and just, I don't know. He was just a kind of a great mentor. He was really, really a nice guy and did a lot of nice stuff for us. So we became friends there. And then over the years, I mean, you know, the friendship just kept on growing and kept on growing. And then when I became a member of the Opry, of course, he's a member of the Opry too. So we do this thing every year called the Opry Hunt, and he's usually there. And so, you know, our friendship grew there as well. And he's had my back several times, and it's been really awesome. I had it down between really nobody. I mean, when I wrote the song, I thought, well, I'm going to pitch this to Blake. I'm going to give this to him. Maybe he'll cut it. And I knew that would never happen because everything I write now, the record label's like, we got to get it for you first, which is a blessing. So I said, well, maybe we can get a duet out of it, and just asked. And he said, absolutely. So I co-produced this record, this whole thing with my buddy Tommy. And because of that, I got to have hands-on access to all the, you know, the vocals and the tracks and everything like that. And so I have two collaborations on the album, one Blake Shelton, one Offset from the Migos hip-hop group. And it was awesome because I was the one who got to kind of fold that into the song and make sure that it sounded good and those kind of things. So it was pretty awesome and really rewarding, honestly, because I've never been on that side of the line, so it was pretty cool.
It's Chris Jansen is on with us. Got the new record out called "Real Friends." Let me see. I got a bunch of questions. Let me get a couple more questions in here for you. How about
Please.
If you had to get a tattoo of another artist's lyrics, what would you get?
Yeah. That's a really good one. I'd probably do Luke Bryan, "Hunting, Fishing, Loving Every Day."
That's
a
pretty good answer.
A real friend of mine,
yeah.
and he's that guy has done more for my family and just on a personal level too than almost anybody out there. So I love Luke, and I would probably get that tattoo because that pretty much epitomizes my lifestyle outside of music.
What song, when you perform, do people sing back the loudest?
Right now, they're singing back "Good Vibes" the loudest because they love the "Shut Your Mouth" part. But you know, it's obviously they first go to the hits, so they go to "Buy Me a Boat," "Good Vibes," "Fix a Drink," "Drunk Girl." They love "Drunk Girl." I will say that "Drunk Girl" is probably the song that gets the most reaction, which is kind of wild because it's not a tempo. So it shocks me, you know, every time that I do it. It would have to be a tie probably between "Good Vibes" and "Drunk Girl" at this point, probably.
All right, Chris Jansen is on. Let me do one more. I watch your videos and have been to a bunch of Chris Jansen shows myself, and you move around a lot. How much do you sweat a night? Can you ever wear clothes twice?
Okay, I'm just going to give you the honest truth. Every now and again, because I'm a dude, you get this, by the way. You forget clothes, as you well know. So I forget clothes a lot. So every now and again, I have had to put on a pair of the same show jeans, I call them, you know, a night after, and that is absolutely disgusting. I don't condone that or appreciate that about myself, but you know, sometimes things happen, you got to roll with it. But I do sweat a lot, man. Like, it's crazy. I've kind of been on this, you know, I love Mountain Dew. Everybody knows that I'm sort of like way into the cans of Mountain Dew, but in the last 8 months I haven't had one, and I've been sweating a lot more. I don't know what's going on with it, but I guess my body's kind of readjusting itself. And so, but I feel a lot better, and I feel really healthy, I just get up there and do my deal. And, you know, it's kind of how you can judge a great show from an okay show, because if it's a great show, I'm wringing wet with sweat and look like I'm about to pass out and fall over. And if it's an okay show, you know, I might have a little bit of sweat on my back or something, but other than that, I'm pretty dry for the most part. So it's kind of a win-win.
All right, there he is, Chris Jansen. The record is called Real Friends. Songs like Waiting on Five, which you probably heard. Maybe God's Gotta Be a Good Old Boy, but you maybe haven't heard until maybe you check it out today. Real Friends with Blake Shelton. Everybody's going through something. That's a jam, too. So check it out. I got a new record out today. I'm happy for you, friend. You got 13 songs, and, you know, can't go wrong with having Blake Shelton on the title track. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Well, I appreciate it, brother. I appreciate you having me on. And, you know, we're looking like we're hope to have another number one here with Good Vibes, Lord willing. So hopefully we'll do that. And the next single is going to be called Done, which I'm really excited about. It's a true story, love story. And you mentioned the videos earlier and stuff. It's my favorite video that I've ever been a part of. It's just real love, real life with me and Kelly. You guys, of course, from the show know Kelly and I well. And, you know, it's real. And the song is real. It's written from a real place. So it's pretty awesome. It's humbling, man. It's humbling to have another hit. It's humbling to have a third album. And, you know, some people never make it this far in their career. And I'm so proud to be doing it. And I feel like this is my best body of work yet. And it is a happy, you know, like we mentioned in the very beginning, it is a happy narrative, happy toned album. So if you're having a bad day, this album is sure to pick you up. And that's the truth. There's something on here for everyone, but it's all in a happy sentiment. So I'm real proud of that.
All right, Chris, good to see you, bud. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
There he is, Chris Jansen, everybody.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's this senior home that wants to get involved with Halloween this year. They, like, don't ever get any trick-or-treaters, but they live in a neighborhood where they're like, kids should come by. But a lot of them don't have expendable money to buy a bunch of candy. So they put up this post on social media and asked if people wanted to donate candy to their senior home so that way they could also get the word out for all the kids to come by and trick or treat. And it's worked. So thanks to social media, I mean, the picture took off. Everyone knows about it. Candy's flying in. And hopefully come Halloween, a bunch of kids will come by and trick or treat.
Love it.
Yeah.
Great. It's great.
Yeah.
What about your dad?
My dad, I don't know how they handle Halloween there, but they do lots of multi-generational type things there. They have like schools that come in and do projects on, like, with them and stuff, like elementary school. I think maybe that's how my dad got a little sick, because kids were coming in, like, bring stuff in. But hey, no big deal. At least you got to interact with them. But yeah, I think it's cool when you get kids and old people, like, all together, because it's important.
And it makes everybody happy.
It does. Yeah. Yes.
I like that story. Thanks. That is what it's all about right there.
Yeah.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Kacey Musgraves wants people to help her set a Guinness World Record for largest display of coloring pages. It's in collaboration with Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville. And to contribute, you just have to go there now through October 22nd and color some pages. Cole Swindell dropped a new song, and it's called No One Rocks Mine.
I've heard the waves in the West Coast. There ain't a thing out there that even comes close. I've been around this world a time or two, and no one rocks mine like you.
New country album's out today, Maddie and Tay's Everywhere I'm Going EP, Chris Jansen's Real Friends, and Florida Georgia Line's The Acoustic Sessions. I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Wisconsin. A man was working security overnight at a local mall. He's sitting there, he's bored, and he's like, let me start playing with my handcuffs. And he puts his handcuffs on his wrist. Mm. He's like, oh no, I forgot the key at home. So he had to call 911, and a cop had to come and unhandcuff him.
Oh, that's
boneheady.
Yeah.
I like that one. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Bobby Bones. Yeah. Show.
So earlier this week, Lunchbox went to a station appearance. He got dressed up, as you say.
To the nines.
Got dressed up to the nines. Went to an appearance. And what kind of place was this?
I was a grand opening of a business.
What kind of business?
Furniture.
So he's going to go and do a live broadcast. People are going to show up and you're going to give away stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to give away couches, things like that.
And they were going to pay you to come for 2 hours?
2 hours. It was a 2-hour I was booked, and I had to drive across town. It was from 5 to 7 p.m., so you're battling traffic, people getting off work.
And you get there, and nobody's there. They didn't tell you it was canceled.
Right. It was canceled. I go in, and I'm just like, what in the world is going on? And I went up to the store manager, and they were like, they knew nothing about it, so I was embarrassed. And I went outside, and I called, and they're like, oh, yeah, that was canceled, and we forgot to tell you. So I feel like I should be paid.
So, and I didn't argue with you. I think that
you were kind of on my side.
Yeah, I think, and if they don't pay you, I don't think you raise a fit about it, but it's definitely a learning experience for them. But I wasn't against them giving you like half your money.
Yeah.
Because you didn't, right. That being said, he goes into our boss's office. Which boss are you going into?
Gator.
Okay. So this is Gator, and you have a hidden mic on.
Yeah, hidden mic, and this is me just right when I walk in, I just get right to the point. There's no beating around the bush. I lay out the scenario for him.
Okay, here we go.
I need you to get me paid.
Paid for what?
So I had a remote, and I show up at the remote, and there's no one there, and apparently the remote was canceled, and no one told me.
Okay.
Boom. So give him a second to think about it, and this is his response. Am I going to get paid? Is he going to guarantee?
Is Lunchbox going to get money? I don't know the answer. Amy.
Half.
Okay.
He's going to get half.
Maybe some free Gaddyland pizza? Like trade?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Oh, yeah, a car wash or something.
Yeah. A koozie.
He sounds confused, though. Like, okay.
Gator didn't know this had happened?
He had no idea. And so he was just, I mean, this is just thrown on his desk. Like, he's in the middle of something, typing an email. And I just barged right in and went for it.
Okay, does he get money? Yes or no, Amy?
Half. Yes.
Yes. I'm going to go yes as well. Any money counts as yes. Eddie?
No, I'm going to say no money.
Okay, here we go.
Well, one, we can't give you money we didn't get. It doesn't matter what I think. It matters what they'll do. I don't think they're going to give you the full amount. And
so you think they would settle for half?
No, I don't think. I think the best you have a hope for is if Dan and Craig feel sad, sorry, and you get like a $100 Visa card from the card stash that they have.
Okay, so that's good. Is trade. Would you accept that?
I mean,
a Visa gift card can be spent anywhere.
Right, it's the same as cash. So if they want to give me, you know, a couple of those.
Oh, you want 200?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I would do that, but he didn't sound like it was going to go my way because he was like, we can't give you money that we don't have. And I don't know if he was just trying to be nice, but he was going to email the above him and see what they said.
What makes you happy in this situation from this point? Like, what do you need in order to be settled?
I mean, I think two Visa gift cards would be good.
Okay. Do you let him know you want $200 in Visa gift cards?
Yeah.
You let him know?
I'm going to email him. I'll say, you know what? You know, you said one, I'll go for two.
No, if you're... Let me teach you about negotiating.
Oh.
If you want two, you ask for three.
Oh, okay.
So you say, hey, I've been thinking about it.
I think I deserve three Visa gift cards.
I would like three Visa gift cards.
Ooh, or do I say, I think I deserve six?
Okay, now this is not how to negotiate.
Well, you say, and then maybe they're like, wow, this guy means business, and they'll meet
you
me.
You can ask for it.
And they'll hit me at three, and I'll be like, man, I wouldn't
but
even
ask for
three.
But in a negotiation, if you come off too high, they go, he can't even be negotiated with. He's an idiot.
Oh.
So if you ask for too much, they go, he's not even in his right mind. We're not even going to negotiate with him. It's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go, hey, I would like three Visa gift cards.
And you think I'd throw that in an email or you think I'd throw that in person? Like, you know, I was thinking
email.
About... Email.
Email.
All right, because I can sound more professional.
Well, you can just... Sure. Yes. Right, let us know how it goes.
I will.
All right, there he is. The Bob Bone
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Fun Fact Friday.
All right, hit me with those fun facts.
So psychopaths make the best doctors because they can switch off emotionally.
I do think there are places where being a psychopath or sociopath actually does help.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a doctor, if you're not feeling empathy, sympathy, you're actually able to
focus
control your emotions.
Yeah. They say especially like surgeons.
It's great. That's a great point. You don't want to date them, but you would probably like to have one work on your gallbladder. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What else they say in that story?
Like about
I would
this?
Read a book about that.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like stuff like that.
I love it. I was with Eddie the other day. We were talking and I said, because I love to read. I did it on Instagram on all the books that lay beside my bed. Did you see it? I posted a video.
I did. I didn't watch the whole thing, though.
It's okay. It was only like 30 seconds, so it's probably way too much time for you.
No, yeah. You were talking too fast. No, I think like my phone rang or my son walked in. I normally watch
30
it.
Seconds. No, my point is, I think I had 9 books that said,
yes.
And I told you guys, I get in the bad habit of starting one, then I start another, and I go back to one. But I was reading this book about how there's part of your brain that wraps around that is the blackout when you drink. That's the part you black out. But all the other parts of your brain still work, so you're still functioning as normal. But it's the part of your brain that keeps track of your memories. And if you drink too fast and too quick, you black out. And so I was reading about the brain because I love how people think. And so, but anyway, I nerded out about 30 minutes into that. Eddie's like, all right, dude, I've had enough of you talking about this.
Gotta go. Yeah.
What else? Give me another fun fact.
Okay, fun fact. Johnny Depp got divorced from his first wife in 1985, which is 1 year before his second wife was even born.
Oh, wow. But at least she never was alive while they were together.
No.
That's a good way to look at it.
So her whole life, he wasn't with his first wife.
Boom.
There you go.
So men are
don't do hater stories like that.
That's not haters.
A little bit.
It's a fun fact.
Okay, okay. What else you got?
So men are more attracted to women whose bone structure is similar to their own mother's. It's called sexual imprinting.
Weird.
Okay, that's very Freudian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That we all want to hook up with our moms.
Mm, but we don't.
But women also want to be with people like their dads. Like, we want things that we're comfortable with in general. So, yes, we go, hooking up my mom, gross. However, it's just what we're comfortable with back to our, you know.
Okay, like, my dad now, I'm like, ugh, you know? Mm-hmm. But I look at pictures of my dad in, like, 1950.
Talk honestly. You hooked it up.
This is honest. Yeah. I look back at, like, his fraternity pictures or, like, when he played basketball and he was, like, student body president. He's got, like, a suit on. I'm like, who? He's the hottest guy in the group.
For sure. She'd hooked up with her dad.
Oh, man.
Brunettes are my thing because of my mom.
Okay.
I do. I think my mom had really, really dark hair. And I think that's my, again, I think that's my type because of my mom. So we are attracted.
Have you not
to
looked
things
back at pictures of your parents and been attracted?
No.
Yeah, my mom was pretty hot.
Mine too. Yeah.
We're the only ones, Amy, that can accept ourselves.
No.
Right. My mom and dad were both pretty
hot. I could say pretty. I've never used the word hot when I'm talking about my mom in an old picture.
Okay. Well, Amy, they can't be honest with themselves.
Yourself.
We can. Go ahead.
You guys do you.
Give me another fun
fact. Okay, last fun fact. Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. Damn. Yeah.
That was the first YouTube video to get 1 billion views, and it happened on December 21st, 2012. God, that was 2012. I remember we all made videos of us dancing like that.
You know his name?
Psy.
PSI.
Oh,
Psy.
Yeah. But that day was also the day the apocalypse was supposed to happen. You remember that?
That's right. Like 7 times it's supposed to have happened.
Oh, well, that was back on the December 21st one, 2012. So,
all right,
there you go.
Not that fun. Do we have anything?
So you might get asked in trivia, what's the first YouTube thing that hit a billion views? And now you're going to know. Fun fact.
Hey, by the way, don't yell.
No, I just get defensive of my fun facts because, like, I
always end
through
with one that isn't that fun, though.
Oh, you want to know what's, like, really not fun?
That's just Mr. TMB.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, you want to know one? If you yelled at a cup of coffee for 8 years straight, you would produce enough energy to heat it.
You
that's
yelled
pretty
at
fun.
It?
I think that's a fun fact.
But you have to yell at it? Like,
yeah,
hey,
for 8
you.
Years. Yeah.
For 8 years.
Heat up! My mom's hot!
But you'd have to do it. That's all you would do for 8 years straight. Cool. Okay.
All right, what else you got?
So, California, shout out to them because they've got a bill seeking to ban lunch shaming. It's going to guarantee state-funded meals for students. And I just hope that this will pass on.
Lunch shaming.
Yeah, because, well, you know.
You make
you
fun
had
of people because they're poor?
It's not that they get made fun of. It's just that they get into a situation if they have a bill due, like if their meal hasn't been paid for, they might go through the line and be like, like they scan their little card and lunch lady's like, beep, beep, beep.
I thought
sorry.
Lunch shaming was like something else, like we'd be like, your lunch is ugly.
No, it's like circumstances like you were in, like you had to get, when you had to get the free lunch as a kid, there was a specific line that said free lunch people
it
here.
It was terrible. And terrible then, idea was the free lunch line.
Right. So, you know, we're progressing in a lot of ways. I doubt they have that anymore. But in this way, some kids felt shamed when sometimes if they had failed payments, they wouldn't get lunch.
I literally thought that since I was just poor, I should live in a life of shame because I was shamed so much for being poor. I just thought that was part of it. Like that was just part of the deal. There was a time in like 9th or 10th grade where I would take a bag, like a brown bag to school and just put garbage in it and be like, I'm not going through the free lunch line and I'll just not eat lunch. I'll just try to eat when I get home again. Because I was just not going to be the poor kid. I was like, I'm done. I'm taking a bag lunch and everybody's going to think I brought my lunch. And I never get into it because it was just paper in there. But yeah,
I just thought that was part of the deal, honestly. I just thought, oh, you're poor. This is what happens when you're poor. People make fun of you.
Yeah.
That's not fun either.
That's not that one.
Oh, that's
fun.
Opposite of that.
It's
okay. Not fun. All right, give me one more.
Okay, last story. A cosmetic surgeon used this like Greek formula to determine like the most beautiful woman in the world.
So I saw science. This.
So I have like who came in first?
My mom.
Super hot.
This is like celebrities that like everybody would
do. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drum roll. Raymundo. Do you have five of them?
I have 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah.
Okay. Number 5.
Taylor Swift.
Hot.
Hot.
Number 4.
Ariana Grande.
Hot.
Hot.
All right. Number 3.
Amber Heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who is that?
I'm down.
Yeah, who's that?
Johnny Depp's.
Oh, who we talked about in the fun fact.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. She was the one that wasn't born yet. Okay. Number 2.
Later.
Second one is Beyonce.
Okay. Yeah.
And number 1, according to science, most beautiful woman in the world is Bella Hadid.
You know, I think Gigi Hadid's hotter, honestly. I see them pop up on my Instagram. I get it. They're big models.
Yeah.
Who's the hottest woman in you guys' mind? Guys?
Oh, ever?
I know. I ask you girls about guys. Yep. No. Now.
Yeah. Alive, you mean. I think Charlize Theron is hot.
Oh, right now, I'm going to go with Jennifer Lawrence. I like her a lot. I used to think Halle Berry, but she's getting a little older now. She's still hot, but not, I mean, Jennifer Lawrence is it. What about you, Bobby?
Oh, yeah.
You got bones. Come on.
I don't know.
Why can't you say?
I don't know. I mean, Carrie Underwood.
Carrie's hot.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
nice.
Like, Lauren Daigle's pretty cute.
Mm-hmm.
She's a good one. I don't really have a safe one. I used to think it was Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah.
But I feel like she's had some work done. It's not the same anymore.
Okay. How old is she now, though?
No, I'm just saying, I would assume most of these people haven't had work done yet.
Okay, yeah, yet.
Yeah.
And I mean, which one did they say was better? Which Hadid?
Maybe Naomi for Runaway June.
They said Bella Hadid.
yeah,
she's hot.
Wait, who? Oh, no.
Naomi
sorry, I was talking to Lunchbox. Runaway June.
I like what you're doing here.
They're all pretty, but yes, I could see.
Maybe Amy from the Bobby Bones Show.
Okay.
I'm the only one clapping.
Yes, Amy.
It's fine.
Is that it, Amy?
Yeah. I mean, that's my pile.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
That's a good one. A 54-year-old former boxer named Jean-Paul LaPierre was stepping off a metro train in Chicago when he saw people rushing for the doors. Then someone told him a guy with a gun was robbing passengers. So then he gets back on the train. He then confronts the guy. He then wrestled the gun away from the guy, handed it to someone else, and then held the guy until police got there.
Wow.
So that whole heroic deed happens.
Wow.
Then after police got there and arrested him, he left the train and then ran the entire Chicago Marathon. It turns out he's from Boston and it was in town for the race. It's the 12th time he's run it. He's admitted that he's a bandit runner, which means he doesn't pay the entry fees. He just hops in and runs the whole race. Yeah. He told the local news, though, that he hates bullies, and he got really angry when he saw the guy's gun. And then once he was a few feet away, he knew that the guy wouldn't have time to react, so he managed to disarm him. And there's footage, there's video went viral online, and the guy and I was watching the clip, and he was like, I can punch you in the face 7 times in 3 seconds. And he took the gun. It's over.
Wow.
It was awesome. So let me shout out to Jean-Paul LaPierre. Not only did he save a guy, he ran the marathon. It's pretty awesome. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, time for that Friday joke, and we go over to Amy right now.
The Morning Corny.
Where do baby ghosts go during the day?
Where do baby ghosts go during the day?
To day scare.
No, that's a pretty good Halloween joke. Come on. That's a good one.
That was the Morning Corny.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Show.
Just to update, Morgan number 2 won the draft yesterday.
Whoop, whoop.
With Best Romantic Movies. Her picks were A Walk to Remember, Sweet Home Alabama, and P.S. I Love You. So.
Yeah.
There you go. You're the best. There you go. She's the champ. Whatever. That's it. Just wanted to acknowledge that. Morgan number 2 is the winner. There you go. Enough. She always acts like she doesn't care. And then when she wins, she's like, aha, I'm so happy.
She does.
Yeah, of course she did. I told her she did. And then she even denied that. Let's do a Never Gonna Get It, where you guys can hop on and see if you can get this thing right. So here we go. Never Gonna Get It. Hit me with that. According to a AAA survey, the average driver will do this 9 times over the course of their lives. Okay? AAA survey. The average driver will do this 9 times over the course of their lives. What do you think it is? Amy, do you want to try to spoil that?
Run out of gas.
Okay, that's a good guess. I'm not going to tell you if it's right or not.
Okay.
Because it may be.
But I mean, you've probably never run out of gas. Ever.
That's probably true.
Never.
Yeah. I mean.
Amy, 9 times.
This week. According to a AAA survey, the average driver will do this 9 times over the course of their lives. Let's go around the room here. 9 times over the course of their lives. Amy.
Get a nail in their tire.
Ooh. That is wrong.
Oh.
Lunchbox?
Lock your keys in the car.
That is right.
Yeah!
Oh. That's right.
Yeah, that's it. Lock their keys in their vehicle. I was going to go to a caller and give them a chance, but
good
nobody
job.
Got it right either.
Good
so
job. Good job.
They would all missed it. Yeah, 9 times in your life, you lock your keys in your vehicle. You do that?
Not anymore, because no. Not anymore because of the way my key is. Like, but yes, have
oh,
I done
it?
Oh,
it's one of those digital or one of those keys that...
Yeah, like my thumb goes on there and... But
you think it...
That has really helped me because otherwise, yes, I locked my keys in my car for sure.
Yeah, I'm not a big key locker in a car or wasn't. So
that,
I know.
Not
so,
into that.
Surprisingly.
Yeah, I know. You're got it all together.
Not all. One part of my life is right on. The other part of my life is a disaster.
I know. Isn't it great how we're all just different?
Yeah. We are. The Bobby Bones Show. Just being honest here, who in the room is stealing an account for a digital streaming service from somebody? Like a Netflix password or Hulu password?
I am for sure.
Anyone else want to admit to it? Everybody else?
Not anymore.
Clean here.
Mike D, you are?
Clean.
You're stealing one too?
From who?
What?
Bobby?
Oh. Mike D?
Wow.
I'm shocked.
Me too.
I trust anybody now.
Yeah. Netflix says they're monitoring accounts now, and they believe they're going to start knocking people down that are sharing accounts. Mm. If you're in 2 different places, like far away places, and it's consistently, and you don't ever go back to the same place, that they're going to start shutting them down. So Netflix knows you're sharing passwords. They're going to crack down. I remember once in college, we can date ourselves a little bit here, but... Napster was really big, and if you're real young, you don't really remember Napster, but it was the first digital file sharing, and it was free. They figured out a way that you could have this account, and you could upload all your crap into it, and then somebody else has the same Napster, and you could just trade stuff.
It was amazing.
All the music you wanted for free.
We had the best playlist.
There was no money to subscribe. There was no paying downloads per songs. And I remember just being so dumb, being so mad when they were like, you can't do this anymore. I was like, what do you mean? This is the greatest. Like Metallica was mad at them. And I was like, Metallica's such a sellout. We're getting all our music for free finally. Now, of course we should pay for music.
Of course.
They're creating it. They're paying for it. It's just like any other service. So Napster was a thing, and then all of a sudden when they shut Napster down, you had these services like LimeWire come on. And LimeWire was illegal too, but they would start arresting people that was still using LimeWire. And there would be stories of college dorms getting raided from a bunch of kids that were downloading songs illegally just to set the precedent of, hey, we're going to bust anybody. And so eventually they're going to have to do this on Netflix.
Bust in and get you?
Yeah, or like fine you crazy amounts of money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. They're going boom, boom, boom. Who is it? It's Netflix. Let me in. And you're all going to jail. Netflix prison. I'm going to have to switch, though. Or get another couple services and cut my cable.
Oh, yeah. That's what you need to do. I mean, we did it.
Disney Plus is one I'm going to have to get. And then when The Office moves over to the Peacock, I watch The Office every night. On my Instagram story, it's just me. If I'm home, I put a boomerang up of me watching The Office.
The Peacock, that's the NBC one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what they call it. So.
That's so cute.
Do you like the peacock as a name?
I like it.
Some people were like, I don't know about this.
No.
You do like the peacock?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, if you're stealing passwords, you better stop that because you will get in trouble. Amy's 20th high school reunion this weekend.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I know. I can't believe it.
What's the goal with this?
I mean, well, I went to the 10-year, so I figured, I didn't know for sure if the 20 was going to work out just because leaving right now and my dad, I just kind of booked it last minute. Like, you know, I shared with y'all when I booked it and it's here, so I'm going, not canceling. So I'm excited. We've got group texts going, like all my high school friends, everyone's sharing pictures from like 1999.
Do you have your outfit already picked out? You do. So it's one of those events.
Well, I mean, I'm leaving.
Which Disney princess will you look like?
No.
Dude, roll up into that thing.
I'm just wearing like a skirt and a tank top and a jacket. It's like nothing fancy, but.
Are you going to do your I'm really physical fit flex now and just leave like a little bit of like ab showing?
No, I don't think my abs show.
Okay, I'm just saying. You could do that and be
why
like.
Why would I do? Oh, because it's the 20 year. Like
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you do that at Iron Festival and stuff. I think it's good.
Well.
You'll be like, check it.
But even then, I feel like. A little uncomfortable, but I'm always told, have fun, get out of your comfort zone. It's fun, get dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I mean, but I do like the outfit that I picked out.
Any ex-boyfriends that will be there that you're looking to
there
be
there could
like,
be one that's coming, but he's not on these group texts that I'm on, but he is friends with a lot of my friends, so I don't know. And some of the numbers on the group texts, I don't know who they are, but I know that I know them, but they're all commenting, and I don't want to be like, hey, who's on this thread? So I just keep rolling with it. He might be on there, but I don't think so. And I don't know. That'd be interesting if he came, because he would be the one that keyed my car.
That's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's why you show up looking extra hot.
Uh-huh. Oh. 20 years later to be like, what?
Yeah.
Remember that time you gave my car?
No, you don't have to say that.
Oh.
He'll remember.
Okay.
Didn't he write a bad word in it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he misspelled the bad word.
Yeah.
Oh, smart.
It's like,
good one, guy.
He wrote a word that rhymes with door that you say about,
mm-hmm. Oh, right,
that you say
right.
about a woman if uh-huh. you're yes. a really bad person.
Uh-huh.
But he spelled it H, but starting with an H.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
the movie, like a kind of movie.
Yeah.
Like a horror movie.
Yeah, it's supposed right. to have a W, but
yeah.
he only spelled it with the H.
Who keys cars?
17-year-old boys.
And why did he key your car?
Well, I guess he was mad at me. I mean, we broke up and then...
Did you cheat on him?
No. We were broken up and then I went on a date with somebody from a different high school. And I think after he did it and we were all at the same party and I spent the night at this girl's house, my friend Kristen's house. And when we woke up in the morning, I walked outside and that is what I walked out to. And my car was parked right in the front driveway, like right there. And so then I think after he did it, he kind of got nervous and he thought, oh, so then he wrote the high school of the boy that I had gone on a date with. So it said the bad word and then it said that high school.
Oh, so
the
it was
other
like,
high school. So it was almost like
it was
he
like
was trying
whorehouse,
to-
Bayside High.
Well, right. Yeah. So it's almost like he was trying to act like maybe he freaked out like, oh my gosh, what have I done? He's like, well, if I add this high school, she'll think it's somebody from there. And he did blame it on somebody from there and I thought they did it. And then-
How did you find it?
Some of my other friends just finally were like, hey, it was him. Like we've got it out of him. It was him. And it was really traumatic. That was like a major traumatic high school experience. Like I was extremely embarrassed. Because for a while we didn't really know for sure who it was. And it was hard. Like I cried for days.
Well, good luck.
Couldn't drive my car
That's
either.
Why I say you should show, like you still have time to change it up and be a little abolitious.
Mm-hmm.
Show up. Show a little booty, a little ab.
No.
Yeah.
Y'all.
Yeah.
I'm like a mom of two going to my 20
Which
year high
exactly
school.
Exactly why
reunion.
You're like, I'm a mom of two with like a six
and look
pack.
At me.
Yeah.
But I.
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere. Yeah.
Okay.
Would I have been weird? And this will be a quick question.
What?
I ran into one of my ex girlfriends from a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
over 10 years ago, longer than that. And I ran into her somewhere out of state. And I feel like when we were way young, I was cheated on. But I never know. Would it be weird as an adult 15 years later to ask about back then? Be like, hey,
By her you were?
Huh?
By her you were? You
what
were
word do you think?
Yeah, say that in English.
By her.
You were cheated on by her?
I don't know.
You don't know.
But
you
want
to ask her.
But would that have been weird to ask her?
Yeah.
No.
15 years later?
Yes, you have to. Is she still single?
No.
You gotta let that go.
Okay, no, I know I do, and I didn't, but I was just going, you know, I could probably get like an honest answer now because it doesn't matter anymore.
Okay, well, you bring up a good point. I mean, because never I've had like an official conversation with this person about what he did, so if I see him this weekend, do I ask him?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, say, first I count my abs.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you, so yeah, huh? I don't think you should have, you obviously didn't.
I didn't.
I think that was a good choice.
I'm not going to now because we're not in the same place.
Why do you think that she did? This is the first time I've ever heard that. I think I know who you're talking about.
I did just certain things lead. I was just, it all came rushing back to me. I hadn't seen her in forever. It's nobody that the show knows.
Right.
So don't go assigning it to anyone.
Yeah, no.
Don't go to anyone's Instagram. Ooh.
Lunchbox.
So that's the deal. So no, I made the right decision.
Yeah, you did. Okay. I don't think you can, that's awkward to bring that up. Right, guys?
No, you want closure.
I'm closed. I'm good. All right, here's the game. I'll read you one line from a movie. Just tell me the movie that it is. It's easy movie quotes. Write your answers down, you three. It's Amy, Lunchbox, our video producer, Eddie. I'll act it out. I'll read it myself.
Oh, perfect.
You tell me what movie it's from. Movie number one. There's no place like home. Movie number one. There's no place like home.
In for the win.
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm in.
Amy?
The Wizard of Oz.
Lunchbox?
Wizard of Oz.
Eddie?
Wizard of Oz.
All right, easy. Number two. I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you. I'll act out one more time.
It's pretty good.
Amy. Oh, what is that? Name of the
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Taken.
Lunchbox.
Taken.
Eddie.
Taken.
Well, it's easy.
Who almost put ransom?
Number three. Ooh. Very nice. Easy one-line movie game.
Okay.
I'm in for the
I'm
win.
In.
I think I got
Very
it.
Very nice. Amy.
Borat.
Lunchbox.
A Borat.
Eddie.
Borat.
You guys are rocking it.
Yeah.
How about this line? You want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Your what is so aggressive toward me?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
What?
I'm in for the win.
You want to hear the most annoying sound in the world? There you go.
Oh, no.
Cool, I'm in.
Okay, I'm in.
Amy?
Napoleon Dynamite. Shoot.
Lunchbox?
Dumb and Dumber.
That's right. There's Eddie.
Dumb and Dumber.
There you go.
Yeah.
You two are still in it. Amy didn't know that?
Did not.
They're in the big dog truck.
In the van.
I mean, yeah. No, okay. You kind of sounded like...
Hey.
No, you're fine.
Don't hate the host.
No, he did it really well.
You did. Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm not
welcome.
Saying you did it
That's
bad.
That's why you're still in the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here you go. One line from a movie. We're going to need a bigger boat.
No, I'm in.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Am I still playing?
No.
No, Amy.
No.
You're going to need a bigger...
What? What? That was a terrible rendition.
Okay.
We need a bigger boat.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Whatever. I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox.
Step Brothers. I have no idea.
Eddie for the win.
Bones, for the win, it's Jaws.
Yep.
Right?
Raymond, yeah. Play that clip for me.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
There you go. That Woo! Shark is so big. There he all that dude does is win.
Come on,
there he
man.
Is. There yeah. he is. Yet again. Come on. I'm the only one clapping for you.
Thank you, Bones.
Eddie, let me
yes,
let me say please, this. Whenever please. They win, you clap like crazy.
I do.
Eddie, I sing your song.
Let's
all
hear
I
it.
Know is there was one single clap Amanda happening, down. And it was me.
That's all I heard. Thanks, Amy.
Hey, I want to take a call. Hey, Matthew in California, you have a question for our video producer, Eddie. Go ahead.
Oh, my question is, and by the way, good morning, studio.
Morning.
The question is he going to stick by his word and give Morgan that trophy?
Okay, so.
Wow.
A couple months ago, whenever they said, hey, we're going to pick somebody to be this CMA show of the year, Eddie tells Morgan, number one, who used to work on the show as the executive producer, who now works for me in a different capacity, kind of moved her up. He said, hey, I know you're leaving, but if we win, I'll give you this award. The trophy, the literal trophy.
Correct.
And then once we won, you kind of pulled back.
Yeah, because I saw a picture of Garth Brooks holding like four CMAs one year. I thought that looked kind of cool. That could be me with two CMAs.
Okay, so then you said, sorry, Morgan, number one, I'm not giving you this trophy anymore.
Oh, I talked about it with you guys, and, you know, I hadn't really decided yet. And I saw Morgan, number one, recently, and I talked to her about it. And she says, you know what? It's okay as long as I can just take a picture with it. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm still backing out.
I'm telling you, I was with her yesterday. She went with me when I did the Ronnie Dunn photo shoot. She wants that trophy because you told her she was going to get that trophy.
She told you that?
Yeah. Really? So what are you going to do?
I still have to think about it. I mean, like, I want to give it to her, but, dude, two trophies in my room would be awesome.
In your room? Are you 11?
Yeah, they're right by my nightstand.
By your Ninja Turtles poster?
No, my alarm clock.
Is your wife okay with that?
Yeah, that's my side of the room. Absolutely.
No. You guys have a tape line running down it? No. You don't cross each other a lot?
No.
What if we had a competition here on the show? We brought them both in, and we put the trophy in the middle once we got it, and you guys played for it.
Played what?
I don't know.
I like
it. A game that both of you two agree on. That way, you don't have to walk back from your word. You just compete for it.
Do you think that's a good idea?
Anything that makes the show better.
Then I'm for it, too.
You'll play a game,
yep.
And if you lose, she gets the trophy.
Absolutely.
But the game will be mutually agreed upon.
Okay.
So
it's about music?
Well, we have to see.
You got a huge advantage in music.
Okay.
We'll see what she agrees on, too.
All right.
But you'll give her that trophy?
Yeah.
If she wins?
Fair and square.
Matthew, what do you think about that?
Actually, I think that's a great idea. I was really hoping he wasn't going to back out. It sounds like he's more, you know, the look of having two trophies. Garth Brooks, he saw a picture of Garth Brooks with the picture. Take a picture and give her the trophy.
That's true, too.
Oh.
And Eddie, this just in. You're not Garth Brooks.
Oh. But yeah, he makes a good point. You can frame it and put it on your nightstand.
Yes.
On your side of the room.
You know what? And I have a couple. And you can just hold all of them, take a picture, and be done.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Okay, thanks for the call, Matthew. Appreciate that, bud. Let me take a call from Jamie in North Dakota, who is on the phone. Jamie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What's happening?
Not much. Just getting ready to get my workout in.
Boy, I feel that.
Nice.
Sometimes I'll drive to work, and it's 4 o'clock in the morning. And people are already getting ready to go in and do those early morning classes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are they on? I'm not even a morning person. And I do, you know, we come in here every day. I'm not a morning person. I will never be. I've been doing it long enough where I just know it's not. I've learned how to get better at performing while not feeling great. By this point of the show, I'm rocking. But I'm just not a morning person. And I look at people because I was reading a story about how just biologically some people are better in the mornings because their bodies, when they wake up, are just functioning at a different level. Some people at night, like our clocks are all different. And so for me, I'm such a night. If I could do this show at 8 p.m., you guys ain't her funny. I'm so funny at 8 p.m.
I mean, seriously, we've hung out with him at 8 p.m.
It's a riot.
I'm hilarious.
Really, really funny.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah. So I can appreciate that. Jamie, did you get a workout in this early?
Mm-hmm. Well, I work overnight, and then once I get off in the morning, that's kind of the only time I have before I go home and I'm with my kids. So I go, we have a Planet Fitness, you know, $10 a month, can't beat that. And so that's what I do in the morning and trying to get healthier. But the reason why I was calling is I really appreciate how you openly talk about how you don't drink. And, you know, in my family, we come from recovering alcoholics and addicts, and it's really important in our life. And it's hard to listen to sometimes the radio station, that's all they talk about, you know, is doing, well, just drinking. That's something that they think you, in order to have fun, you need to go out and drink or whatever. But, and, you know, a lot of country songs about drinking, and we still love our country. And my dad, he listens to you every morning, and he is always saying, yeah, it's so cool, Bobby Bones doesn't drink. And and I think your story was that you had a family or your parents drink. I don't know the story of why you don't drink, but I think it's really cool. And we just look up to you and that you are open about it.
Well, that's kind. That's very kind of you. I don't drink because my mom was an addict and an alcoholic, and she died early, way too early, in her 40s. My biological father was an alcoholic, and he left when I was young. But I wish, I've never had a drink of alcohol, but I wish I could drink. I just know that I can't. I think that you have to put yourself in situations where you can thrive, and I don't put myself in situations, I try not to, and where I won't. It's why I don't keep sugar in my house. For the same reason I don't drink. One bite of candy bar, I'm gonna eat all the candy bars.
Mm-hmm.
I have that personality. It's why I stopped gambling. That's why I stopped playing poker.
And I was doing really well. I'm quick, and I can do math pretty quick. And so I'm figuring pot odds quick. But for me, I don't drink because I know that's going to put me in a bad spot. I don't care if you do, as long as you can control it. Rock it. I wish I could. I wish I could just have a glass of wine, but Amy, I know I would drink so much wine. Ooh. Yeah, I'd be Whiny Winerson for sure. I still think, and again, I appreciate the compliment. I'm never doing it as a look at me. Sometimes I have to tell a story in that way. Like, it's awkward for me to go on first dates at bars.
Right.
Because I have to fake drinks. Because I don't care if people don't know I don't drink or not. But I don't want to have the whole conversation. Oh, you don't drink? Oh, I'm not going to drink now.
Yeah, you want people to still
drink
be
it up.
Right.
Live your life. Well, if you can live your life and because some people can do moderation, some people can't. I can't. I go hard all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Hey, I appreciate that call. It's very kind of you. Thank you for being a part of the show.
It's time for the good news
with Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There was this little six-year-old boy in Minnesota named Ethan. He went out his back door, and his parents think, oh, he's just in the backyard, and he just wanders away. And he's missing for 10 hours. The community comes out, starts searching, can't find him. So someone says, hey, I got a drone. They go, send the drone up there. Find him in a cornfield a mile away.
Crazy. Those drones are awesome.
And he was with his dog. Him and his dog were just laying down in the cornfield a mile from the house 10 hours later.
That's cool.
Except for them, like, peeking in my window when I'm peeing.
Yeah.
Other than that, those drones are awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. That's what it's all about right there, and they found it.
That was Tell Me Something Good. Bobby Bone,
come on. All right, Darius Rucker's on the phone. Man, I got to tell you, Darius, I love that song.
Thank you, man. How y'all doing?
I don't know if you know or not, but I'm a gigantic Hootie and the Blowfish fan.
I heard rumors about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you told me about that a couple times.
Yeah. I love it. I love that song. I was so excited. That's a song. Man, I'm so pumped. Did you ever think the Hootie would be, like, literal the band Hootie and the Blowfish would be a country song?
No. I mean, you know, we talked about it. I never did it, but I never. No. But I'll take it.
I often listen to Cracked Rearview too back in the day. A lot of the Hootie. I'm a big Hootie fan, but that record could be a country record today. Do you feel that
absolutely.
Way?
Absolutely. I mean, we were right around the van listening to Nick Griffith and Ron Levin and Dwight Yoakam and Foster and Lloyd, Randy Foster, and we were like, that stuff couldn't help but come in our writing. And if you listen to Cracked Rearview, I mean, there's a lot of country influence on that, I think.
And Darius Rucker's on with us. Are you in Europe right now?
I just got back yesterday.
Oh, so you're back in South Carolina?
Yeah, I'm back in South Carolina.
Is it for you, since you're back with Hootie and the Blowfish, are people calling you Hootie more than Darius again?
No, that surprised me. I thought that was going to be the case, but it really didn't happen. But, you know, like I say all the time, man, we've been doing this on a big stage for 25 years. I'm so glad they know who I am. They call me whatever they want.
Well, I tell you, we were together in Vegas a little bit, and I'm going to be vulnerable with you for a second, Darius. I'm going to put my heart out a little bit.
All right.
And I saw, it's the first time I met Mark from Hootie and the Blowfish, and I geeked out a little bit.
You did?
I did. I was like, dude, I love you. And he was like, are you weird? He was so nice to me, and I was like, I assure you, I'm not weird. I've just been a fan since I was a teenager. So if you don't mind, would you put a good word in with the boys? Let them know I'm not that weird.
Absolutely, man. I'm definitely going to do that for you because you're my boy. You know that.
Yeah, yeah. I think so, too. I hope so. I tell my friends that. I'm like, I'm Darius' boy. Yeah.
You are my boy.
And then he laughs.
The whole record comes out November 1st. So tell me,
November
1st. Like, when you guys all hop back in a room together, because you guys wrote every song except for Hold On, which is Stapleton and Jim Beavers wrote that one. So when you guys start writing all these songs, like, what do you, when you guys get together, like, what's the theme you guys are running with?
Oh, God, I only see them as let's get some great songs. I mean, we don't care what they're about. You know, we're smart enough to, like, make a concept record or anything. So we're just out there, you know, really, that's our only thing. We're song guys, and we want the best songs we can get to put on our records, and that's our only mentality.
Darius Rucker is on. We've been playing the new Hold On song from Hootie and the Blowfish all day. I just wanted to talk to you. I just wanted to tell you how much I loved it. And, you know, the Hootie tour, is it over now?
It's over. We're announcing one really surprise show that I don't think I can say yet, but it's going to be like in like a 300-seater, so no one's going to be able to get in. But I think we got one more show yet.
300-seater. Is it at my house? That would be so cool.
How did you know?
That would be so cool. All right, Darius Rucker. I want to ask you one final question.
Yes.
and this has nothing to do with the record, but one of my favorite stories is when Garth Brooks refused to accept an AMA because he believed Hootie and the Blowfish deserved it more than he did. Now, he then left the award on the podium. Did you end up getting that AMA from Garth?
It's so funny because, you know, I've told that story many a time, and Garth's a good friend. And we were talking about 3 years ago. I was talking to him about it. I was telling somebody that story, and he looked over and he said, "You know where that is now?" I said, "Where?" He said, "Oh, my mantle."
So he kept it. That's good.
Nice.
All right. Hey,
absolutely.
Darius, good to talk to you, man. You know I love you, dude. Congrats on a great song.
Thanks, man. Take care, you guys.
All right, there he is. Darius.
Love you, Robbie.
See you. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Darius.
Big fan. Big fan of that guy. Big fan of that band. Good. Yeah. It's, I watch all the Hootie perform. David Letterman was a huge Hootie and the Blowfish fan. I mean, I could sit here and.
I like it when you do.
One day, I'm going to get Darius to just come to the house because we're friends. And just do. It's one of those things, though, where we're close enough to where I feel awkward going, hey, come over to the house for work. I feel it would be, I could go like, hey, come to the house and we can eat food more than I would feel comfortable going, come over to the house to work. But one day, I'm going to do it. And the whole time, I'm probably going to cry. My favorite story, I'll tell it one more time. Darius and I are doing a charity event together. I'm doing comedy, he's doing music, and he's doing it as Darius. And we're up, and we're watching golf in a hotel room before the show. Now, I'm not that cool. I was my first ever radio interview when I was 17 was Darius Rucker. And I was such a big Hootie and the Blowfish fan, and still am. And I was like, man, Darius, like I would listen to Crack Review all the time. And he was like, yeah, what's your favorite song? I said, this song called Running from an Angel. And he goes, man, ain't played that in like 17 years. And I'm like, I know. I used to listen to that every day. And so we keep watching golf. And so, and Amy's, I then joined Amy down below because Amy was at the charity event with me. And we're sitting at a table. And I do my little deal. I tell my jokes. And then Darius comes on. And Darius is playing with his band. And he's like, we hadn't done this song in like 15 years, but we just worked it up in the, I mean, I almost get emotional talking about it now because that's like one of the cool things that has ever happened to me. And I was like, oh my God, he's going to play it. And he played that song. And the whole time I was like, I don't even know what life this is anymore.
Wow.
It was really one of the coolest moments. And I know it's not that significant to anybody else, but I was like, man, like as a kid, that was such an important like record for me. And there's a lot of rough times that happened around that record. Also a lot of great times. And I would just listen to it. You know how you hear songs and it reminds you of certain parts of your life? Even now. You know, I was reading this book called I'm Okay, You're Okay, where if you hear songs or smell things that remind you of certain parts of your life, your brain reacts in the same exact way for a split second chemically as it did then. And it just felt like that for a second. And the fact that he went and relearned that song, that's just my dude, man. And so,
No, it was special. I didn't know the song, but
nobody
like,
does. It's an album cut that they never play.
I know, but how you watching you watch that? Like I remember me and like Lauren Petrosky and like even Brooklyn and Andy right there. Like everyone was like almost kind of had their camera on you, wanting to capture the moment between you and Darius
and
up there.
And let's not do that because no, I don't want to be captured. I'm just trying to enjoy my moment.
But it was special. Like I have pictures from that night where
it was awesome.
Yeah, it was like really really cool to see you feel that way.
Well, that is my dude. Whenever we came and moved to Nashville, it was like, who is our ultimate guest? And I was like, well, I'm gonna try to get Darius Rucker up here. And that was my, and so yours was Taylor Swift
ultimate guest,
right?
Yeah, probably.
Didn't we do that? And she obviously was a guest. Who was yours, Lunchbox? It's a long time ago.
Man,
this was a while.
Johnny Bananas,
Teen Mom.
It
was a Teen Mom,
and I think we got her.
We got one. I don't think we got her. I think it was Macy Bookout, and I think we got Amber and Kaylin.
Eddie, did you have one?
Yeah, I did. Mine was Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We got him
a couple times. Yeah, yeah. Well, there you go. Let me put this on real quick. Here's Ashley. Ashley. Are you there, Ashley?
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, you have a question. Go ahead. Hit me with it.
So I was listening to your conversation with Darius Rucker, and at the end, he goes, love you, Bobby, and you didn't say anything back. And I know in the past that you've said you don't typically say I love you to people, but do you ever feel uncomfortable not saying it back?
Well, no, I think I did say it there, if I look, because I don't have a problem now with saying that to him in that situation. I'll be like, I love you, man. I don't mind that, because I do. I do. I wouldn't be able to look at him and go, hey, I love you. I've never said it to a girl in a relationship. I'm getting to a point now where I don't mind saying it. I just would never even say the L word, period. Like, to me, it was never said to me as a kid by anybody. It was just not a thing. Like, I was never told that.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to even say it back now. It's awkward. It kind of stumbles out. But I'm at the point now where I can be like, hey, man, I really do. Like, I love you, man. So I think I did say it because I do love Darius Rucker. I love his music. I love that dude.
I don't think you said it right now.
What do you mean?
Like right now when he told you, he said, hey, Bobby, I love you. I don't think you did.
I think I said, I love that dude. Love you, man.
Oh, okay. You did maybe say, I love that dude.
Yeah. So I'm cracking it. Ding, ding, ding. Through
slowly.
Stages. Yeah. But yeah. What do you think about that, Amy?
I think.
You're staring at me awfully funny over there. Okay. Ashley, I think I said it if I didn't. Darius, if you listen, man, love you, man. How about that?
Love you, man.
Yeah. All right, hey, Ashley, appreciate that call. Thank you for, thanks for caring. Thanks for just being here.
Love you, Bobby.
Cool.
Love you.
And here's the thing, I won't say it fakely, though.
You won't.
Because I don't know her. I'm glad she
listens. But she loves you.
I love that she listens. I love the fact that she'll spend time with us. I don't know her, though.
But she loves
you. I don't throw around hugs. I don't throw around the L word.
I don't know that I really honestly have heard you say the L word that much besides like...
Love Darius.
I love
man.
You,
that,
man.
Like, I love this song.
Love Darius Rucker. I love being here with you every day. I mean, you're my best friend.
So you can say I love being here with you, yeah. But you can't say...
I love sitting next to
this
you.
This is why I want to say nothing. Like, I don't... You need to process through how you feel about loving
people. Have
therapy
again today.
Okay, it's perfect.
Tell her that you told Darius.
Okay, to whoa.
There you go, yeah, go.
I love unicorns.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done with this.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Wait, you trying to shut... Now, I thought she was trying to shut the bit down.
No.
Okay, because when I go, okay, bye, this happens. Okay, bye.
Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
At Bobby Bones Show.
Flashback Friday.
We'll go to today in 2007. The biggest country song was... Free and easy down the road I go.
Free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go.
And that's Dierks Bentley, obviously, Dierks Bentley. The biggest pop song on this day in 2007 was Soldier Boy, Crank That.
Oh, wow.
And I will say that I learned the dance. Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Wasn't it, didn't it do something, alluded to something bad in the song?
Yeah, real
and
bad.
I was volunteering at a high school and thought it'd be fun to have the kids come up and we'd do the Soldier Boy and like I broke it all
down. But that's okay.
Down.
That's different.
I know. I just remember at the time being mortified when I learned what it really meant.
Well, you had to be like level 3 to know what it really meant.
Okay.
Level 1 and 2, everybody was doing the dance. It was not a bad thing.
Cool.
And also that's where I get that clip, you know, I appreciate you. It's from that song.
Oh, right.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. And then the biggest thing in pop culture on this day in 2007, the first episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians premiered.
Oh, wow.
That's been on a long time, huh? Man, Ryan Seacrest has made a bunch of money with that show.
Man, that happened fast because I feel like it was 2006 that the video came out or whatever.
Well, you're in a weird mind space today. Amy's all back
to
back.
You take me down memory lane.
Yeah.
Because I remember when Kim Kardashian made the skinny because of that video and the Hollywood skinny, and we didn't know how to pronounce her last name. And then a year later, they're on reality TV.
It originated with Ryan Seacrest, who still serves as executive producer. Producers were at a loss for what exactly to name the show. Kardashians or Crazy with a K or Living Kardashian, which, by the way, the 16th season just premiered, and it's one of the longest running reality television series. And Ray still watch it, huh?
Oh, every week, dude.
You do? What is it that keeps you in that show?
It has great plot lines. They travel the world. They're super rich, and all of them are interesting. Mm. And there's relationship struggles, kids. It's got it all.
Yeah, they're super famous, no doubt. I've never seen an episode, but I'm not a hater either.
It's pretty entertaining.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, that's today in 2007, Flashback Friday. There it is.
Flashback Friday!
All right, today, what's going on? This weekend, all that.
My high school reunion.
Yeah.
So, basically that. And Stashira's going to go with me to Austin, and she's going to go with got some family friends there that have a wedding, so she's going to go to her first wedding while I go to my reunion.
Oh, she's not going with you to the wedding. You're doing reunion, she's doing wedding.
Yeah. Oh. She's not going to go with me to the reunion. That
Why
would
not?
Be. I don't know that kids are allowed at this bar, but where we're going, what about you?
Well, my dog trainer's coming over today at like 1:30 or so.
Training you or the dog?
Both, I think. We're working. The bulldog's tough.
Yeah.
He's just so stubborn. I have therapy today. I will be doing a podcast, a Bobbycast, with all of the members of the class of 2019, just kind of a check-in. And some of them have been the On the Verge artists, too, like Kaylee Hammock's on the Verge right now. Earlier, Tennille Towns this year was on the Verge. So a lot of success from these artists. And I'm playing the Opry tonight. So that'd be good.
NBD.
Yeah. And then Sunday night, I may go to the Country Music Hall of Fame event. Ray Stevens is being put in the Country Music Hall of Fame, and it's a show, and Brooks and Dunn, too. And obviously, Ronnie Dunn and I are BFF now.
Yeah,
but
your boy, Ronnie.
Ray Stevens is one of my favorites. I wouldn't be doing funny music without him and Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
So if I can get to that Sunday night, I think I'm going to go to that, too. So, yeah, it'll be a good weekend. I get to be home.
I know. I was
rare.
About to say, gosh, know, yeah, rare. You're home. You better enjoy it. Relax.
Wow, I wasn't going to, but if I better, then I will. Hey, thank you, guys. You can still go to BobbyBones.com and get a tie-dye Pimpin' Joy shirt. We don't keep any of that money. That's a positive message with positive results. We give that money out. So thank you so much, and we'll see you guys Monday. The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones. Let's go.